renewed call on Congress for police reform. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The blood of Black America is on your hand. So stand up and do something. Stop letting it be partisan politics as usual.
NAACP Tennessee President Gloria Sweetlove, after the police beating of Tyre Nichols, seen in brutal detail on body cam video, he died 3 days later.
Protests here in Memphis and other cities across the country remained largely peaceful at the request of Nichols' family over the weekend, who described Nichols as a father who loved to skateboard, watch the sunset, and was nonviolent.
That's Fox's Charles Watson. The district attorney in Memphis says more people could face charges. So far, it's just five now ex-cops charged with murder. A Taliban leader in Pakistan is taking credit for a suicide bombing at a mosque filled with police officers. At least 34 worshippers died, more than 100 others wounded. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's arrived in Israel for talks hours after a Palestinian man was shot dead in the West Bank.
In the aftermath of an Israeli raid on a militant stronghold last week in which nine people died. On Friday, a Palestinian gunman killed seven outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Israel's new government promising a tough stance against militants.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Tomorrow, Blinken will hold talks with Palestinians. It's back to school this morning at a Newport News, Virginia elementary school, reopening with enhanced security. 24 days after a six-year-old boy shot his first grade teacher. She's recovering at home. The school's principal and vice principal are no longer there. The superintendent was fired. It'll be the Chiefs versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
It took everybody. I told our team in the locker room, it's going to be all of us. So we got to play together. And that's what we did.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes led Kansas City to the AFC title, beating Cincinnati 23-20 on CBS. Philadelphia won the NFC title, routing San Francisco 31-7 on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni says,
obviously, this is something to dream about as a kid.
The game will be February 12th. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
After a weekend in Delaware, President Biden will in a few hours head to Baltimore to again tout that bipartisan infrastructure law that passed last year. This time he'll focus on building a new tunnel under the Potomac River to replace one that's 150 years old to enhance passenger rail travel on the East Coast. Later in the week, the president will focus on the debt limit. He has said he refuses to negotiate with House Republicans who demand spending cuts be attached to any debt limit increase.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that meeting will take place this Wednesday. On CBS Face the Nation, he says he wants to have a discussion with the president about what the speaker calls runaway spending.
I don't think there's anyone in America who doesn't agree that there's some wasteful Washington spending that we can eliminate. Mm-hmm. So I want to sit down together, work out an agreement that we can move forward to put us on a path to balance.
The White House says it is pushing for the debt ceiling to be raised to avoid default and will not do as some Republicans suggest, cut Social Security and Medicaid. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow and Nasdaq futures both down over 100 points following four straight weeks of gains for the Nasdaq. Same old at the box office. The Avatar sequel, number one yet again. It's been on top 7 weeks in a row.
The way of water connects all things.
The only films to challenge the sequel's success are the first Avatar movie and Titanic, all three directed by James Cameron. The latest Avatar film is estimated already to have grossed more than $2.1 billion globally, surpassing Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
We are gathered here today to say goodbye to Puss in Boots.
The animated Puss in Boots: The Last Wish holds the number two spot, adding almost $11 million in sales, while A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks, comes in third.
That's Ann Carrick. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.